Did you ever see kind of a thing for carrying water made out of cedar?
Cedar bucket. I got one.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen one?
I think so. Once or twice. Mm-hmm. Have you, any other name for bucket?
Pail.
What's the difference?
Nothing.
Okay. What other, animals did you have around besides the horses and cows?
Goats. Lambs. Sheep.
What about animals that you get pork from?
Pigs, hogs.
Uh-huh. Where did you keep them?
In smokeout. Oh, you mean the live hog?
Yeah.
Building a pen.
Uh-huh. You call that a?
Pig pen.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes you would put flooring in it, and sometimes it stood on the ground and watered in a mud hole.
Uh-huh. What about the thing you'd use to carry the food out to the hogs in?
Slop bucket.
Okay.
You'd save the dishwater. You'd have it in a dish pan or a big pan, and then you'd have maybe an old 5-gallon paint bucket or some kind of a big pail. You'd pour your slop in it all day, and it had to be took out every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, according to what kind of feed you fed your hog, you mix that the hog food up in that dishwater and make it have a better taste.
Mm-hmm. What about a place nowadays where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and butter?
I call that a dairy barn.
Uh-huh.
It has to be concreted and washed every day. And
uh-huh. Did you ever use the word dairy to mean anything else besides that kind of farm?
You use it now, but I don't mean anybody kind of dairy.
No. Deer what? Farm, a milk house.
Uh-huh. Where did you used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
Well, we would churn every morning. No, we didn't. You'd milk every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, your milk would get ready to churn.
Mm-hmm.
And you would churn it. And if it was too long before supper, we had big open wells. We had a big rope. We'd go out and tie that pail on the end of that rope, let it down in the well, and it'd keep cool for supper.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you keep them? Potatoes or turnips in the winter?
Dug a hole in the ground, got some pine straw and put in the bottom, went out where the cornfield was and get some corn stalks and stand them all around and make your little tater bank.
Mm-hmm.
You stick the corn stalks down in the ground and pull them all up here and tie them together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you would start, put some more pine straw around your corn stalks, and then you just start piling dirt from the bottom till you come on up to the top. And then you couldn't keep the water out unless you put a big tin tub or some kind of container that would cause the water to leak off and not run down in your potato bag.
Mm-hmm. If you planted some potatoes, you wouldn't call it a field that they were growing in.
Tater patch.
Okay.
Tater patch.
What else would grow in a patch?
Peanut patch.
Okay. Any other name for peanuts?